We're speaking with Ryan Gage, who is the local history manager at the Kalamazoo Public Library. Ryan, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
The library and the local history office that you're in charge of has started a history program to gather material related to the pandemic. What exactly is it that you were hoping to get?
Well, we really want to document how the pandemic is impacting the local community in a way that researchers and historians and the general public will be able to, years from now, look back at some of these images, videos, oral history submissions, and have a good understanding of the impact on the community. Obviously, different members of our community are being impacted differently, and so we hope that we can obtain through our submission form some really unique perspectives and points of view from every member of the community and how the pandemic is affecting them.
Have you received anything yet?
Well, staff, yes, we have. And we have staff members who are documenting some of the more specific kinds of images of the library, signage, empty parking lots. But yes, we have had some community members submit a few photos, as well as poems, and just kind of, general feelings, what we kind of would characterize as kind of oral history submissions, feelings about how their life has been impacted. So, yeah, the form has only been up on our website for about a week now. So we expect it to grow over time. We've got kind of a slow trickle of things coming in right now.
If someone is thinking about contributing to this, what are some of the things they should ask themselves before sending it in?
Sure. Well, the three kind of areas that we are sort of seeking out as submissions are anything that has to do with photography and video, oral histories, and then we're also looking for any kind of web links or website information. And those can be easily uploaded through the web form that is located on the library's homepage. And right now we're just, so many people nowadays have phones with them that have cameras on them. So we encourage people that if they do see any kind of image, whether it's an empty playground or a sign on an empty storefront, someone wearing a mask in a unique way, to certainly consider submitting that those images to the library's website. Right now, most of what we are going to be asking people to submit to the library is digital. Obviously, we're all kind of working from home right now, and so we don't have any way to ask for anything that's of the material variety. But certainly, if people are out and about and they see something that really kind of strikes them as speaking to this historical moment, we ask that they certainly consider letting us have that information.
Why do you think it's important to document the pandemic in this way?
Well, certainly for historical purposes, we want there to be a record of what life was like here in Kalamazoo, so that researchers and historians can have a real kind of good understanding of the way in which this pandemic has impacted our lives. I think for many of us, who are of a certain age, maybe 9/11 was kind of the big historical moment in their life. And now a lot of people are experiencing this in addition. And this is something that's pretty long term, and I think will probably have a deeper impact on their life. And so we certainly know that we're kind of in the midst of it right now, but oftentimes people's memories fade. They forget things, or they kind of just consciously sort of move on as things get better. And that's why we're really kind of trying to at least get out there now and make sure that we are creating strategies so that we can collect these kinds of memories and these materials.
And once the collection process is over, which I imagine will take quite some time, but once it's done, what will be done with this material?
Well, right now, the library's local history webpage has a lot of fantastic information about local history in the form of short articles on a wide variety of different subjects, things like health, sports, politics. We probably will do something similar when it comes down to kind of arranging all the information that we get. We have to kind of sift through it and make some sense of it from an archival perspective. And I can see maybe doing some sort of an exhibit in the future, but I think probably what we're good at now is putting together probably a short article. In addition to the stories we have, we'll probably have a timeline. We can collect data from the Kalamazoo Gazette, government websites in terms of statistics and things like that to kind of supplement the kinds of local history that we get.
And if there are scholars in the future who want to access this, they can get the raw material.
Right now, it's just a matter of kind of sifting through what we get in terms of what is submitted and arranging it in a sort of organized fashion, probably digitally. But I suspect we will have some material at the library for researchers to use in the form of clippings, newspaper clippings, files. And possibly art of some sort. I know that I've seen a lot of people developing artistic projects that has something to do with this particular time period. And so we hope to, have something over the next maybe a year or so put together.
If someone would like to contribute to this, how should they do that?
They can go to the library's webpage, which is just www.kpl.gov. And right on the homepage, there will be an image, and it will direct individuals right to the form. It'll say "Preserve History Through the COVID-19 Stories." And all it is a very simple form, and they can select one of those three subject areas that I mentioned earlier, and easily upload images, video, any kind of oral histories, and as well as links. We understand that I think probably what I really would love an ideal scenario would be to have a real diverse amount of perspectives. We certainly know that this is affecting people in many different ways, and so for the purpose of researchers in the future, we certainly want to make sure that no one is left out in terms of having their stories reflected. So we hope be very intentional about seeking out those kinds of stories from every member of the community.
Ryan Gage is the local history manager at the Kalamazoo Public Library. Ryan, thanks again for speaking with us.
All right. Thank you, Andy, for the opportunity.